Did everybody get their Spotify Wrapped? Yeah, okay. I think Apple Music does it too now. This is my thing. I feel like those raps are the closest things apps have to doing an intervention. Because the app will come to you at the end of the year and be like, hey, I'm not judging. I'm not judging. There's no judgment here. I'm just saying I looked at the data. It's not even my opinion. This is just hard line facts. I looked at the data, and you've been listening to a lot of Imagine Dragons. Is everything okay? Are you all right? I'm just checking. No. You were in the top 0.05% of Drake listeners. Is there therapy that we can schedule? You've listened to the song Stand by Eminem 672,000 times. I don't even know how you pulled that off, because that's more minutes than there are in the year. Playing the song that many times, but you did it. I will tell you, though, we did have to alert Eminem and let him know that somebody want to stab him, I guess. I don't know. y'all got George Santos today. Sure. it's funny to me because George Santos' whole defense of himself was that y'all picking on me, but you got other members of Congress that are out here sleeping with lobbyists, stealing your tax dollars and everything, but you're gonna put it all on me. And I get what he's, in that moment, I do get what he's saying. There are plenty of people doing very crooked things in Congress that are not gonna have the comeuppance that he just had. That is a fact, right? To be fair, though, George Santos is the type of person that you do the heist with, and y'all pull it off, and the next day he show up in a fur coat. And you're like, nigga, you could have laid low. What is wrong with you? He's like, what? It's fabulous. Because I'm not going to lie, George Santos is a snazzy dresser. I can't hold him. He really is. Every time I saw him, he looked like he was in a different cut of something that I'd never seen before. You know, dressing from the future. This is my thing, though. Like, he spent all this money, campaign money, on stuff like Botox. But you know what? Good for him. He wanted to look good for you. You know who doesn't spend money on Botox? We be letting Mitch McConnell sag in front of us all the time. Nobody says anything. This man's sagging nonstop. He's swinging, he's sagging so much. If you get Mitch to turn around fast, you might catch something in the chin. You might get... You got to do a rope-a-dope. Anytime Mitch turn around fast, you're like, oh. But George was like, no, I'm not going to steal from you and be looking raggedy. That's not the type of person that I am. You're going to get one or the other, all right? I can either show up looking dusty and you can keep all your little money, or you can get to see this. Spent money on OnlyFans. I say, fair enough. The little bit of OnlyFans money he spent, okay, it's improper. He should be taken to task for it, right? But you know what's way more expensive? Using tax dollars to fund a whole mistress. You know what I mean? You gotta get her an apartment. You gotta fly her where you're gonna be. You gotta pay for her real boyfriend to go to school. Like, it's a lot of expenses. Spent money on Hermes. I didn't even know what Hermes was. Luxury bags.
Hermes.
Are they men's?
Hermes. It's pronounced Hermes.
Oh, this is what happens with poor people try to pronounce. This is what happens when one of the poors puts luxury in his mouth. Yeah. Spent money on Hermes and Versace. Yeah. Wow. No. My bad. Thank you for correcting me. Imagine if I had gone around the country saying Hermes over and over again. I guess I still don't know what a Hermes bag is. Fair enough. No, don't apologize. I was the one that doesn't know how to misspell them with my mouth. That last laugh felt like you were laughing at me being poor. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't care for that one. That was it. You know, like, you'll be a little self-deprecating, and then somebody will be like, ha! It's like, wow, okay. Tell me how you really feel. Yeah. I can't drive. Thank you. Yeah, you need them? Yeah. I can't drive. I don't have a driver's license. I grew up in Louisiana, and that's you know, where I failed the test. And so I would just have to, you know, walk or run everywhere, which in Louisiana is both dangerous and exhausting. But I remember I took driver's ed, and came time to do my driving test. It was bad. I don't know what it was. I panicked because I was in one of those driving test cars, you know. So it had the brakes on his side, the brakes on my side, but just the wheel on my side, right? And I drove decently at the start. I'm good at rights. If I gotta take a right, I'm a fuck up a right, all right? Like, I can cut a wheel on a right. I do rights like Formula One. It's the lefts that get me. Because there's just so many places you can go when you're trying to go left, you know? Take a wide turn, you can make a sharp left, you know? Lefts make me nervous. And so it was a left that did me in. I was doing the test. I'd done okay, we had just started, and then I drove on three lawns. I had to take a left. And so then I took the left, and I guess I was not cutting the wheel tight enough. And so then before I knew it, I was on the lawn, right? Now, the first lawn was because I wanted to make sure I was avoiding the car that was oncoming, right? Like, let me go ahead and get out the way. The second lawn was because I wasn't sure if I had the room to merge back into the road. By the time I was on the third lawn, I did forget I was on lawns. I was just kind of like, well, he knows I'm doing my best. And it wasn't until he said, get off the lawn, son, that I was like, you're right. Let me go ahead and merge back into the regular street. And then I did pretty well. I did pretty well after that for a little while. But then, once again, it was time to take a left. And the light... To me, the light was green, and then it was yellow, and then it was red, and it was the fastest yellow I've ever seen in my life. It was like the green was here, and we were good. And then as I started to turn, the yellow was like, you know, like it just became a red. And so then I didn't want to run the light, so I did stop in the middle of the intersection. Because in my mind, I was like, there won't be an accident if I just stop and let people go around, right? So I'm just waving people around. And so then everybody going around me, and he finally turned to me after a couple cars passed, and he was like, what are you trying to do? I was like, I thought I'd let them go, because I didn't want you to, like, nix me for points for running the light. And then he was like, you ran the light immediately. You were running the light when you got here. I was like, that was a fast yellow, though. And he's like, it wasn't. It wasn't at all. That was a regular yellow. You just panicked. I watched you. You panicked, and you hit the gas, then you hit the brake, and now we're here. And so I had to take a couple more left, so I knew I wasn't going to pass. It was getting bad, right? And so then he made me stop. He made me stop, which I didn't even think they could do. I didn't know that you could be in the driver test. They're like, you know what? Nah. I thought they had to let you finish for you to fail. He was like, nah, you points-wise, there's no way you could make a comeback right now. So let's just stop. I'm going to drive you back. So he wanted me to stop the car and for us to switch. But he offered me something very sweet. This was very nice. He said to me, he was like, look, I know you thought you were going to get your license today. I also know that your mom brought you. So I tell you what, I'm going to drive us back. And about a block away, we can switch back. And I'll let you drive up and you can tell her it didn't work out this time. But you'll be back, right? And I was like, that's very nice. And then he immediately regretted his offer. Because then he was saying that to me when we were at like just a road, right? But not like, this wasn't like the intersections road. This was just like a side road we were on that nobody else was on when he told me to stop. And so then I was like, okay, sounds good. So then I just got out the car, but I didn't put it in park. I was just letting it go. Now I'm young, I'm spry, so I'm able to just pop out the car, right? So then I didn't even notice it was at a slow roll at the moment. And so I pop out and I'm walking around the car when I notice I got to keep up with the car. I'm like, oh no, I didn't put it in park. Now he has his door open, right? But he is in his mid-50s. And so he having trouble getting out. So I know what I should have done. I should have run back in, jumped in, stopped the car, put in park and everything. But in my mind, I did my job. I'm on this side right now. This is my side now. It's his job to get out. Now, he is trying to stop the car, but he got one foot out, and he's doing like a Flintstone, like trying to stop, because it's barely rolling. It's not like driving. It's just like a slow roll. So then he's like, come on now. Come on now. Come on. He's saying come on now to himself as he's stomping. And I don't know why he keeps stomping. Just keep your foot there. That's how Fred did it, you know? Just like, he put it, and then he let it drag. But this man is just like, come on now. Come on. Come on. So I didn't get my license. I still take the train everywhere.